Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia General Assembly addressed twice yearly time changes by passing Senate Bill 100 during its 2021 session, and Governor Brian Kemp signed it into law April 21st. That bill, however, which would make daylight saving time permanent, is just a contingency, because while states can establish permanent standard time, they can't make daylight savings time permanent unless Congress enacts legislation authorizing it. Until then, Georgia will continue changing clocks twice a year. In response to a judge's rejection of Bayer's $2 billion class action proposal, the company announced a five-point plan to address future claims. According to AgWeb.com, Bayer also addressed concerns of row crop farmers using Roundup with glyphosate for weed control. The company says the decision will have no impact on the ag marketplace or Bayer's commitment to Roundup for its farmer and retail customers. Glyphosate is the most used herbicide in terms of area treated. The importance of market diversification for U.S. red meat exports was a key point of emphasis at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference that was held virtually last week. One of the speakers, USMEF Chair Pat Bingers of Cargill Protein North America, stressed this point, saying that in recent years, USMEF added resources in areas like Central and South America and Southeast Asia, and this forward-looking approach is paying important dividends for the U.S. industry. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.